familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
There are many ways that mothers with new babies can support their own health and encourage a healthy milk supply. Two of these ways can be through acupuncture and chiropractic. Today we have Jamie Boyd, licensed acupuncturist and owner of Whole Family Acupuncture, and Dr. Gina Caserma, chiropractor and owner of World of Wellness Chiropractic. Today we will explore these two holistic practices and the ways in which they can support lactation. This is The Boob Group, Episode 2.
Breast milk, it does a baby good.
Silly daddy, boobs are for babies.
I make milk. What's your superpower?
If my breastfeeding offends you, put a blanket over your head.
Dairy diva.
Don't be lactose intolerant.
Nursing nature's own breast enhancement.
Meals on heels.
Whoever said there's no use crying over spilled milk never had to pump.
Breast milk. All udders are inferior.
Whatever your point of view, we're here to support your breastfeeding goals. We're the Boob Group, because mothers know breast.
Welcome to The Boob Group, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. I'm your host, Robin Kaplan. I'm also a certified lactation consultant and owner of the San Diego Breastfeeding Center. The Boob Group is your online support group for all things related to breastfeeding. Visit our website at theboobgroup.com for more information on how you can become part of our show. You can join our conversation by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can also send us comments or suggestions through the contact link on our website or call the Boob Group hotline at 619-866-4775. Today, I'm joined by two fabulously breastfeeding moms here in the studio. Ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Noreen Ibarra. I am 36. I am an educator. I teach writing to university students. I have one child named Rex, and he will be a year in a week, and I'm very excited to be continuing to breastfeed him until further notice.
My name is Erin Esteves, and I am operations manager for an international business company. I have one son who is 5 months old and happily breastfeeding.
Sound familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
Hi, Boob Group. I'm Sydney from Sonoma, California, and I just listened to your episode about breastfeeding comfortably in public. I've been nervous ever since my baby was born to breastfeed him in public. I was so afraid that everyone would be looking at me or that I would flash him one and totally embarrass myself. I love the idea of practicing at a breastfeeding support group and plan to go to one of my local hospitals this week. Maybe next week I'll actually get to nurse my son while out to lunch with my girlfriends. Thanks for your great advice. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on The Boob Group, we're discussing how different types of holistic practices can support a mom's breastfeeding health and milk supply, specifically acupuncture and chiropractic. We have two experts today. Jamie Boyd is a licensed acupuncturist and owner of Whole Family Acupuncture. Dr. Gina Caserma is a chiropractor and the owner of World of Wellness Chiropractic. Jamie and Dr. Gina, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us. So to start this off, Jamie, can you give us a brief overview of how acupuncture works?
Sure. Well, first, acupuncture is one of many modalities used in traditional Chinese medicine. We're 2,000-year-old medicine, so there's lots of different theories and lots of different ways of explaining how acupuncture works. But basically, our body is a network of energy, and it's sort of like, if you think of it like a plumbing system or a waterworks system, where there's dams, there's, you know, drains, and what we do is we use the acupuncture needles almost like lightning rods, in that we harness the energy around these metal needles to help get rid of obstructions in energy flow or encourage flow of energy to new places. So it can resolve any disharmony in the body by using our body's energy and our body's willingness to heal itself. Our body wants to heal itself. So we use the body's willingness to heal itself by giving it, almost plugging in a certain code. So the body goes, oh yeah, I remember how to do this. And we reestablish that energy flow. We also use traditional Chinese herbs as well in our practice, and I use that a lot in conjunction with acupuncture to actually help change the substance of the body, not just the energy of the body.
Okay, great. Thank you. Dr. Gina, can you give us a brief overview of how chiropractic works?
Sure. Along with what Jamie was sharing, that the body is, you know, self-healing and wants to heal, chiropractic, its basis is the nervous system. So we understand that the body is self-healing, self-regulating, and self-organizing. And the system of the body that controls this is actually your central nervous system, your brain and spinal cord. And chiropractic being very vitalistic, you know, the body, it does do this itself in the sense of self-healing and self-regulating. If there is obstruction in the nervous system, or what we call a subluxation, where the bones in the spine can become misaligned, or even the bones in the cranium, then will affect how the nerve functions, and then that nerve energy isn't then flowing and the body can't heal and regulate properly.
Jamie, how have you seen acupuncture support a mother's body and its ability to make milk?
Well, there's two ways in my practice that I think of acupuncture in traditional Chinese medicine as helping a mom's body. The first step that's necessary in terms of establishing a milk supply for us is looking at the birth itself. Moms have just undergone, even if it's the greatest birth in the world, a trauma, and their body is in recovery, and we need to reestablish the body's health and energy in order to help the body then make enough milk for the baby. So mom's health is everything. And in traditional Chinese medicine, we have 2,000 years of postpartum support to pull from. So a lot of it is logistically difficult at this point in Western, you know, women's lives, but we talk about nutrition as well, and I talk about some postpartum guidelines with my moms. The acupuncture itself can help realign the energetics and help the mom heal from the birth experience, or especially if there's been a birth trauma like a cesarean birth or something like that, that's inhibiting the flow of the body because of something very real like an incision. I also use traditional Chinese herbs and nutritionals in order to help produce more milk in the body and help the moms recover from any kind of blood loss and help boost their blood to make the milk, because in Chinese medicine the milk is seen as an extension of blood. So if the mom's anemic, if the mom has lost a lot of blood, we need to recover that blood as soon as possible in order to allow the milk to flow.
And Dr. Gina, I have the same question for you. How have you seen chiropractic attention support a mother's body and the production of milk?
So with chiropractic, when I have a patient, we look at it the same way, where the mother comes in and we talk about the birth. It's just as Jamie was sharing, if there's, you know, a birth can be the most wonderful birth, or either way, it can be very traumatic, and it's the body's now going through a recovery process, and it is having to heal. So if the mother's having difficulty producing milk, we have to look at the mother's overall health and function. Is there a block in the nervous system? So I'm going to be looking for subluxations, and oftentimes we can find that. They may have been there prior to the birth. They may have been a result of the birth, or maybe something that's been happening after. But also, I need to look at them nutritionally, what's going on, because there's a lot of things that the mother needs to be doing to help produce the milk. You know, she's got to not only heal herself, but now she's got to feed the baby. So chiropractic, very similar to acupuncture, we're looking at the body as a whole, not like the Western medical model where body's in parts. We're not going to just look like, oh, you can't make milk, then here's the formula. We're made to be able to feed our children. So what's going on? Is this person able to, and how can we help support them to the best of our ability and that person's, you know, body's function?
Dr. Gina, when there's a subluxation, what do you do?
So when there's a subluxation in chiropractic, we adjust it. And there's many different ways to do that. It can be like when I'm working with an infant, very light touch, just using a fingertip. We could use an instrument. It really depends on the individual that's in front of me, how their body's best going to respond. If I have somebody that, you know, has had many traumas in the past, it may be a lighter touch that they need. It's just really, as I get to know the patient, we get to see how they respond best.
And do you find that when you're treating a patient that has just had a baby, are you also working on possibly other traumas that this person has dealt with previous to having this baby, and you're seeing those kind of might be the cause of also why the milk supply is not coming in and why she's not healing after the birth?
Yes, and sometimes that's a challenge, you know, is educating the person on it's not just this present moment that's happening, some things that could have led up to this, and working from the best that they can. And that's why each case is different. Some people go, well, how many times do I have to get adjusted? How long am I going to be here? You know, I try to give them recommendations based on my best clinical expertise, but, you know, I also tell them we're going to have to take it, you know, day by day, and we're going to be keeping each other informed how things are progressing and what else may be going on in life, what other stresses are affecting them.
Jamie, do you see the same thing with acupuncture?
Well, actually, what Dr. Kasturma just brought up about stresses in life, which is a major, you know, way of inhibiting milk supply, because it's opposite of prolactin in the brain. So like Dr. Kasturma just said, now if we have a mom who's going back to work and her milk supply just tanked, then we are going to be seeing her a little bit more often. If we're talking about establishing a milk supply right away or something like that, it could look different.
So as a novice, somebody who's completely unfamiliar with any type of previous chiropractic or acupuncture treatments, how do we know that we need this kind of treatment, and what can we expect at these visits if the only experience we've had is with quote-unquote Western medicine?
Well, most women come to me when they're unfortunately out of options. Very few come to me first. They usually come to me last. So they've tried the medications, they've tried the nutritional supplements, let's say for increasing milk supply. I'm usually the last on the, you know, in a series of other attempts, just because the other attempts are more supported by our culture and families, you know, families wonder why you're going with your baby to your acupuncturist right away. But basically, anytime your body feels out of sorts, anytime you know that your body is not functioning correctly, it's time to check in with Dr. Kasturma or myself.
Yeah, same thing. And chiropractic often, same thing, last resort, or, you know, tried everything else and there's still feel like there's another answer. So if you haven't had that experience, and oftentimes when you're a new parent, your paradigm may be shifting. You're looking at your health and the health of your baby a little differently. And now it's like, well, I don't necessarily want to do any drugs because if I'm going to be breastfeeding, I don't want that to go to the baby. So what other options are out there? Sometimes people will be like, on the internet, or they'll ask friends. And, you know, here in San Diego, we're so blessed because we have such a great natural birth community and support system in that. And there's oftentimes people that you can ask, I'm having trouble, and, you know, what did you do or what would you do? So just being here now and learning about that chiropractic and acupuncture are a great option in that sense, and it should be a first line of defense, not the last, and just sharing that information now that you know with other people.
Absolutely.
And the one thing, too, about using my modality, the traditional Chinese approach, is, first of all, it's a 2,000-year-old medicine, so it's addressed human being issues that human beings have had for 2,000 years. Now, obviously not every single medical system works every single time, but you can basically, if you're looking for a natural approach, you can always contact a traditional Chinese medical practitioner and ask, you know, will this treatment work? What should I expect? And then, you know, at what point do I use other interventions? And I like an integrative medical approach. So I know that if after so many treatments, after so many things, if I've sort of tapped out on what my knowledge is, I get the blood work and dig a little deeper and we talk to the doctors. And I think that that's a really important thing when looking for somebody, for anybody who's listening, who's looking for a traditional Chinese medical practitioner, is I don't believe in absolutism in medicine. I think that there's a time and place for every modality. And if you want to start natural, especially with breastfeeding, chiropractic and acupuncture are a great first step. And then if you have an excellent practitioner, they'll say, hey, you know what? We've done everything I know how to do. Let's contact our lactation consultants and get a referral for a breastfeeding-friendly OB. Let's talk here about what other things could be going on.
That's a good point, Jamie, because it definitely takes a team. Okay, when we come back, we'll discuss ways acupuncture and chiropractic can help increase a mother's milk supply. We'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
How do you assess and or treat differently prenatal versus postpartum causes of disease? Is there a different approach when you realize, like, okay, some people understand that this, that there are causes that aren't present and there might be, you know, something underlying or in the past? And is there a different approach to something that's prenatal versus postpartum?
Definitely, because you see somebody coming in prenatally, we're addressing different issues than postpartum. The core is still the body's self-healing and self-regulating. What is interfering with the body's ability to do that? Is there a subluxation with the nervous system? Do we need nutrition? Do we need what other experts maybe? Do we need to get in a boat with us? So there's a similarity because of the base with the body being self-healing and self-regulating. But then if somebody's coming in postpartum, we're not worried about how the birth is going to progress. You know, when somebody comes with me prenatally, I want to make sure the body's balanced so the body can go into labor and delivery, making sure that the baby's in the best proper position for that. Somebody coming in with postpartum, that's not going to be as much of an issue. We may be balancing things after from the birth if there were traumas, but usually the issues that we're working with are going to be different and being a new mom and new parent.
For us, one of the beauties of traditional Chinese medicine is we do something called pulse diagnosis and tongue diagnosis. So we listen to the pulses and we look at the tongue. What we're trying to assess is the constitution of the person. So you can imagine each person as a unique tree. And then their illnesses are the branches. Their potential for illnesses are their branches. So most of the time, given a person's constitution, I can assess, these are the arenas that might be challenging postpartum. So I actually really love it to see somebody from fertility to postpartum. If somebody in Chinese medicine is diagnosed with something called blood deficiency, there might be a tendency for anemia during pregnancy. Oh, well, if you're anemic during pregnancy, that's the blood. The blood supports the breast milk. Okay, with you, not only are we going to support your blood throughout pregnancy, because that has very real ramifications on the health of baby, blood loss during birth as well. But then it also talks about milk supply postpartum. And so with my moms that I can see something like that going on with from fertility on, it really gives me a much better ability to have all their ducks in a row before baby comes. And we have already talked about, well, you know, you have Raynaud's disease. What is that going to look like in terms of lactation? You know, things like that. I can really address the full picture of health. And then I can also at sometimes determine or understand more who the baby is. And that can help with baby's digestion and different things as well. If mom's digestion was weak during pregnancy and baby comes out with a constitution that suggests digestion as an issue, oh, we know something. We can use preventative means to never allow that branch to show up. So it's a really awesome tool that way. And I love being able to see moms long before postpartum.
This is for both of you as well. What symptoms do you treat most in postpartum women in your practices?
That's a tough question for me. I'd say most it's wellness, actually, because women that have been coming to me prior to delivery or even prior to conception. So most of postpartum, there's women that are on wellness. But after that, it's breastfeeding difficulties and then neck and shoulder and upper back things that may develop from nursing and just being a new mom in general.
We have a lot of different things that women come to me for. Usually breastfeeding is the major thing that brings women in, only because it's the most timely. We want to start a milk supply now or yesterday. But mastitis, clogged ducts, that sort of thing, definitely if there's any problems with flow. I see a lot of women with postpartum depression, inability to sleep, insomnia because of just the nature of breastfeeding and being up every 2 hours. It's really hard to shut your brain off and go back to bed. As a lactating mom, I know that. And then there's kind of like Dr. Kasturma said, just balancing and wellness. We all feel a little wonky after we give birth. It's a big deal. So sometimes people just come back in just to kind of reset or realign the hormones and make everything kind of even again. Acupuncture triggers a parasympathetic nervous system, which causes us to relax in the same way that chiropractic does. So sometimes we just need that good old getting back into gear, getting back into balance.
How soon after treatments do you see, do these mothers see an increase in their milk?
It depends on which modality I'm relying on most heavily and what I think is going on with the woman. If we have something like a significant blood loss or trauma, we need to build back up substance. So a lot of times I'm using nutritionals and herbal medicine. With acupuncture, it can be really immediate. If it's something like energetic or the mom's just too stressed out and frantic, we plug in the right points, we bring everything down a notch, their milk supply can increase within, you know, prolactin phase is about 72 hours. So I usually want to see something change radically in 72 hours. Most of the time when we're talking about substance of the body, by the following week, I should see, you know, at least a little bit more with either pumping or with baby transferring.
Same thing, very similar with chiropractic. It all really depends on is this a new issue that's just recent, or has it been a long-term trauma where the nervous system has been not functioning for a while and there may be other underlying issues? As I get into history, maybe this person had, you know, low energy prior, maybe there were fertility issues, so maybe they had other numbness and tingling in the upper extremities that are going to lead me to different nerves and nerves that go to the chest and arms. I mean, I've had, you know, cases where it'll be 24 hours, we'll see a supply increase. Sometimes it can be up to 3 or 4 days, but usually within a week, similar to how Jamie was saying, I'm expecting something. If not, then, you know, something else may be going on and we need to make sure that there's some other support. And I think a lot of times, I know we have many clients in common, and it's because my feeling is a lot of times we need more than just one modality to help support that. And it just depends on what clients with me, what other modality we might be working with.
That's really interesting and good to know that some of your clients see both of you to just remind us how much support we can get and how well all the different modalities work together. My question is, as you receive treatment, how often should a breastfeeding mother receive treatment? And how is that timeline determined?
So for me, it's individual. How the timeline is determined is really like when that patient comes in, I'm doing an exam, consultation, really finding out what the underlying issues are and what else may be going on. So if somebody, like we're trying to get the milk supply going, this is in the beginning, then they are probably going to be coming in a little bit more frequently, and that just may be a couple weeks. But then a lot of times they want to continue. Now they're realizing there's other benefits to chiropractic than just increasing their milk supply. So now, you know, it could be once a week. So it's really case by case on what that mom's goals are. If she has other goals than just increasing the milk supply for now.
Mine's sort of similar. It's by the symptoms in case. But again, there's sort of this discrepancy or this difference in focus between, is it something energetic or something substantial? So, for instance, if I had a mom who hemorrhaged and lost a lot of blood and we're about 3 weeks postpartum and we're, you know, this is it. We really, really need to step up, you know, in order to get a full supply in. I might see them twice a week in order to do something called moxibustion, which we believe helps warm the body and helps the body make more blood. And that's something that we can only really do in-house along with traditional Chinese herbs and acupuncture. I usually see most of my moms once a week. Now, in my office and like Dr. Kusserma's office, you're allowed to bring your baby. So we're super baby friendly. Not being able to bring your, there's nothing about not being able to bring your baby. So we try to cater to moms to get them into our office. Even if I see them once a week, I'm always in dialogue either with them or with their lactation consultant throughout that week and checking in depending on the severity of the insufficiency and what else is going on with mom. In a case of severe postpartum depression or something like that, I may even see them every day in my office until we just get really on stable ground.
If I could just add one more thing, sometimes with the new moms, it's finding the balance of this is really what they need from a clinical picture, but now they've got this newborn, they've got a baby, you know, they're stressed, you know, trying to get in the car and get everywhere, you know, and it's really, it's a dance sometimes in finding what's best for that individual. So to try and kind of give you like a canned, this is exactly what it's going to be, is really challenging. And what other support system that family has around them to help them.
And how can a woman find in her area an acupuncturist or a chiropractic that specializes in to support lactation and postpartum health?
With chiropractic, there's an organization called the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. Their website's www.icpa4kids.org. And you can go on there and you can then look in your area for a chiropractor that has taken continuing education courses in pediatrics and prenatal. But then also, I always tell people to call the doctor's office. Like if I'm trying to find somebody from somebody that's not in my area or out of state, call that doctor's office, ask the staff. You're going to be able to tell by the staff how friendly and how many patients does this person see, how many pregnant moms, how often. You know, you can kind of gauge and maybe ask to speak with the doctor on the phone. Is the doctor willing to call? We do that all the time. But the website's the best place to start if you don't have a direct referral from somebody close to you.
There are a lot of acupuncturists that specialize in women's health at this point in most major cities in America. So I would start with them. There's several different websites you can look at for acupuncturists. But in terms of supporting postpartum and lactation, actually we have very little class time about that in our practice at this point in America. And most of the time, the people who specialize in women's health don't necessarily do postpartum or lactation because they are thinking more fertility, because that's a really popular thing for people to see acupuncturists for. So in the same way that Dr. Kusserma said, I would start with women's health, contact the office, ask questions about breastfeeding and postpartum health. You can tell if you know, they have no idea, and assess whether or not they're comfortable. And then absolutely, if you can reach the practitioner on the phone and they are willing to communicate with you. Everything with postpartum wellness has to do with support, and you need to have a supportive practitioner first and foremost. So you need to be able to make that connection. They're going to be the ones who can help you the best.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie and Dr. Gina, for offering your insight into how acupuncture and chiropractic can support lactation.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Before we wrap things up, here's Amber McCann talking about the best online breastfeeding resources.
Hello, Boob Group listeners. I'm Amber McCann, an international board-certified lactation consultant and owner of Nourish Breastfeeding Support just outside of Washington, D.C. I'm here to answer some of your most common questions when it comes to finding quality breastfeeding resources online, such as, are there other breastfeeding moms on Twitter? I got started on Twitter about a year and a half ago and honestly didn't expect, with its 140-character limit, that much breastfeeding support could happen there. I can't tell you how wrong I was. Today, we're highlighting one of my favorite ways to connect with both breastfeeding professionals and other breastfeeding mothers on Twitter, the Twitter chat. If you are on Twitter, you might have noticed other people using what we used to call the pound sign or the number sign before our word. This is what we now call a hashtag. By searching for and adding a designated hashtag to your tweets within a designated hour, those on Twitter can, quote, have a conversation in real time. My favorite breastfeeding hashtag is BF Cafe. Think breastfeeding and having a little coffee, BF Cafe. My favorite way to follow these conversations is to use www.tweetchat.com. That's www.tweetchat.com. This website searches Twitter and displays the relevant posts and automatically adds your hashtag to the end, which is my favorite feature considering I can barely remember where I left my keys, let alone to add a hashtag each time. There are several great birth and breastfeeding related chats that happen on Twitter weekly, so jump in. The party's where the hashtag's at. Again, check out www.tweetchat.com along with your favorite breastfeeding hashtag. Thank you for listening. I'm Amber McCann, and I'd love for you to check out my website at www.nourishbreastfeeding.com for information on my business and a little bit more about where to get connected with great online breastfeeding support. Or join me on my Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/nourishbreastfeedingsupport. And if you have a great online breastfeeding resource you'd like us to know about, please send an email to me at amber@nourishbreastfeeding.com or share it on the Boob Group Facebook page. Be sure to listen to the Boob Group each week for more fantastic conversations about breastfeeding and how to find great breastfeeding support.
That wraps up our first episode of the Boob Group. Thank you to all of our listeners. I hope you'll visit our website, theboobgroup.com, and our Facebook page to offer your story describing your experience with acupuncture and chiropractic. If you have any questions about today's show or the topics we discussed, call our Boob Group hotline at 619-866-4775, and we'll answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening to The Boob Group, because mothers know breast.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.